Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Watcher on a flipping windy evening.
Watcher, it is brass monkeys.
I tell you, weren't this bad when we first turned up, was it? Dear listener, you may have seen from the video on the road with Rob that we're here at Dill for this evening's Skeffield Challenge Cup.
I'm not sure, but probably the furthest away from Bayliss Avenue.
Yeah, there can't be a lot in between here and Whitstable for sure. Whitstable, another one on the travels,
but this is definitely much further than Whitstable.
Yeah, but as I was saying, we're here for the Skeffield. This is the second semi-final that Irith Town have been in since last Saturday. Why has this stopped?
But this is a.
It's not stopped. It's just pulled. It's the screen. New phone, dear listener. I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah. This is the first. This is a two-legged semi-final. Yeah. This is the first leg.
Yeah. So a bit like the Football League Cup. Sorry, we're in your way there. You enjoy your cup of coffee there. And we've got a ball boy. We've got another ball boy here as well. How are we, sir? Well, are you a Dill regular or are you coming?
Yeah, never miss a game.
Oh right. Okay. We're doing.
We went miles away Saturday.
Where did you have Saturday?
Bridgewater.
Old slog days. Well
we
done.
We played them last season.
Yeah.
We played them last season.
We're doing the official Irith Town podcast.
There, frozen pitch. Went all the way down there again. Waterlogged pitch.
Well, the first week, it was waterlogged, yeah. But they stopped the coach before it left.
No, we got there. Mm.
Well, you're as I was just saying, you're on the official Irith Town podcast. So what was your name, sir?
Mr. Thomas.
Hello, Mr. Thomas. Nice to meet you. Are we open for... like a good fair game of football between both sides?
Certainly, hope so. Yeah. But of course, we haven't got. He's rested so many players tonight.
I think if you're going to have Tuesday, Saturday, and from now until the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse turn up.
He's got Punjab in mind Saturday. Yeah. He said the other day, it's crucial the league.
Listen, we don't mind you telling us the secrets of the club, but this is an area of town pod. Shall I let you crack on?
No.
All right, Mr. Thomas. Nice to meet you, sir.
You?
And I hope for your sake it's a good game. For hope for our sake we win. Cheerio.
Up there next week, is it?
Next Tuesday night, the return. Because
this
is the first leg. Yeah. First leg. Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
There won't be a lot in it, I hope.
No, I don't think so. Come along, Rob. I think he's talking complete rubbish. We're going to win about 7-0.
You reckon?
No, but I just thought I'd do it for comic effect. But yeah, so we're down here again on the coast. Not a bad little pitch. There's a nice big net behind the goal for any wayward shooting.
Tell you what, I don't know if it's just me, but this is a big-ass pitch.
Yeah, a big pitch because we don't swear. It's a family
it's a
show.
Very big pitch.
Family show.
It looks bigger than the one that we're used to playing on. So
it's very wide, isn't it? So describe, as always...
It's longer as well.
As we always do, Rob, describe the ground, because as I always say with these Skeffield grounds, they're always their own little kind of niche set of organisations, and this is definitely one style that we've not been to before. Actually, it reminds a little bit of Hassocks, just with a newer bar.
But it's nice. It's a nice little setup.
Quaint.
Yeah. Very self-contained. Nice sort of, you know, canteeny, bar-y, club-y area over there.
Very nice, to be fair.
Got the good food stalls. Got a stand at each end behind the goal, which is nice, as well as one on each side of the pitch. So making the most of that.
And terrible scaffolding where you put the view camera up.
Yep.
You did and I did.
Yeah, well, you did, because there's no way I was climbing up there.
No. And, so we go into this game here of Town on the back of an 8-2 win in the Kent Senior Trophy that sees here of Town make the final. And prior to this...
Did you enjoy that? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks, yeah. Thank you, Millwall, for having a home game at the same time. Yeah, this is prior to the game this weekend against Bearsted, which is a game where we'll have a local community school down. But again, we'll touch more on about that later. But yeah, it's a nice little ground. This floodlights are good, which you can imagine.
There's quite they've got a scoreboard thing all lit up and
digital as well.
Yeah.
In all truth, not messing around. It's not just a case of like the old fashioned Subutio.
No, it's not like a cricket one where there's some bloke putting numbers up there. It's a proper
digital. It's a proper digital display there. It's actually really quite impressive.
It's dead posh.
And I tell you what, do you know where fair play to them. They've brought a lot down. It's their grand. But what I'm saying is for a Tuesday night in what's essentially just a cup game in non-league football, there's a fair few people here, isn't there?
There is. They do get good numbers here, though, to be fair. And given the way that their results have been going, it's hardly surprising because everybody wants to come see a winning team all the time.
And the thing is as well, like you just saying it there, about like when one comes to a winning team, it's got a nice little buzz about the place, isn't it? I think that when you go to some places, I ain't going to name clubs, but when you go to some clubs who are stereotypically got a bit of money and fans tend to go down to follow the money a little bit, you lose this little bit of sort of real feel to it, and I think this has got a nice little feel to it down here.
I like it. Yeah, I do. It's nice, but let's hope it's not too buzzy down here. I want them all to go home weeping into their beer.
Mr. Thomas, he seems a lovely guy.
I would like to see us score another 8. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
There goes the refs.
Kevin, don't trip on anything.
It's always a good sign when none of the refs are as big as me.
Absolutely. But we will always check in with anything when it happens. And as we say, this is a first leg. So if you're listening to this and you're a Nearer Town fan, don't think we've won. We're in the final just yet.
But don't forget to come down to Bayliss Avenue next Tuesday.
And Saturday.
Away on Saturday. But for further instalments in the semi-finals of Rear of Town.
And if it all goes well, another on the road with Rob. 3-1.
Up the Dockers.
The two teams are at...
Steve Diabonis beat
me. The home side, still in their white and black with the strange trim at the bottom, and Irritan in their very smart yellow and black about to get underway.
I
like the yellow and black kit. It looks good with yellow shorts. Yeah. Too much yellow can sometimes be a bad thing. You look like an overexcited steward.
Under the lights,
it looks good. It gleams, doesn't it? That much. The whistle is blown, and we are away for this semi-final in the Skeffel League Challenge Cup. Quite excited about this one, Rob.
Yeah, I am. Really, been looking forward to this.
Absolutely. And what we'll try and do as well, we'll try and track down comments from Katie at half-time if we can find her. And we can have our own player cam of how Mackenzie's getting on.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Why not, indeed. Irritan kicking from left to right here, and with Deal kicking from right to left. I like the
Depending
pink.
On what side of the pitch you're standing.
Depending on what side of the pitch you're standing, indeed. I'm liking the pink of the Deal goalkeeper. A few people cashing in on Inter Miami colours, if I'm not mistaken.
It does look a bit that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the thing is, now that he's got black leggings on and pink socks and pink boots, it looks like he's got...
He looks like a licorice allsort.
He looks like Barbie.
He looks, doesn't he?
He looks like he's got pink boots on, like pink knee-length boots on.
Doesn't he?
And black tights.
And I have to say, this ground is still filling up. There was actually a really long queue just a minute ago. So again, as we said before the game started...
Big numbers.
Irritan now have won the ball down nicely to Dyer, who plays it out wide to Sam Smith in the right back position on the right hand side. Floats over nicely towards Aaron Jeffrey. It looks like the keeper comes out nicely to claim. I would say it's a good start by Irif, but we're only about a minute in, so I ain't going to get too carried away.
No, but it is nice to see us get going. Not be afraid, not cowed. All we really want to do is get some kind of result out of this, and then be able to take them back to Bayliss Avenue next week.
Yeah, again, because as we were saying earlier on, 90 minutes in this fixture is half time. Let's not throw as many football cliches around as we can. Harrison Carnegie there wins a throw in. Nice long throw in by Sam Smith on the right hand side towards said Carnegie. How'd you get to Carnegie Hall?
Got to practice.
Practice indeed. And it's cleared well there well by Dill. George Goodwin now picks up the ball in the midfield, and there's a good pace and good start tempo from Irith Tanya, don't you think?
Yep, I do. It's moving quickly so far. We've had the best of the early exchanges, and it's going well. George Goodwin again in with a nice tackle to break the play up.
He's done really well there, George Goodwin. He's read the direction of the play a couple of times and cut it out quite nicely.
Yeah. He did. He made a blinding job of doing that on Saturday in the 8-2 win over Larkfield. Where were you about?
Oh no. The less said about last Saturday's football, the better. Thanks, mate. But as always, we will check in with this game when anything happens. It is currently 0-0.
It must be a corner because of the way all the Irith Town defenders are swearing blind it never came off any of them.
Yeah, and do you know what, to be honest with you there, Mackenzie Foley, we're a fan of, as we all know, he done the arms wide open like the Creed song.
Yeah.
to indicate I'm not touching this, I'm letting it go wide, and then it's a corner. So there's me. He's an intelligent chap, McKenzie. There's me thinking he wouldn't let it go, but a corner comes in from right hand side there by Dill. Well up, and he just gets a big strong fist on it to put it out for a corner kick again. Well done, McKenzie Foley. What a lad. I'll tell you what, if we ever need an advertising board and a few quid to do it, McKenzie's the boy, because we have absolutely made him feel like $1 million this season, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll catch up with comments from Kate later and see what she thinks. Anyway, we will continue with this on the left-hand side. And the arms are going up for the international symbol for a corner. Left-hand side, it curls in nicely towards the far post. So nice that no one was on the end of it. Yeah. It goes out for
that
a throw-in.
That wasn't the far post, that was the far side of the pitch.
Far side of the pitch. But in all seriousness, as we were saying just a moment ago, Erith dominating the opening proceedings, I feel. Yes, there was a chance there from Dill. A little bit of confusion, but not a lot really from either side in the...
nothing to get scared about, nothing to get excited or worked up
no,
about.
No, no, and as we were saying a moment ago off mic, that, you know, there's seven players out for Dill today. There's seven changes. You know, they had that win at the weekend. They've got one eye on the league. They're still in this cup competition.
One and a half eyes on the league, and the other half an eye is firmly fixed on the Vars. They're a game away from Wembley, you know.
Yeah, two games. So,
two games,
two
right.
games away from Wembley.
Two legs
yeah.
away from Wembley.
So,
so you know, when you look at it that way, this is probably the least important of the games that they've got coming up. So they've made seven changes. That said, they don't want to lose any more than the
no,
we
no,
do.
Absolutely. No. You don't go into games thinking we'll just throw it. But yeah, so Erith Tan there. With a corner on the left-hand side. Dyer with both arms up like a candlestick, as always. He gets lofted in, beats the first man. George Goodwin in here. Oh, Dill just get it away, but only as far back towards where... Oh, unlucky again. Nearby Dyer struggling to beat the first man. Dill break away and look to push up the field. A nice ball's played forward and cut out well there by Carnegie, and it goes out for a Dill throw. Remains 0-0. Dill now on the left-hand side after... he beats Sam Smith, who falls on the floor. A tackle there by Aaron Jeffrey, but JJ comes in and snuffs it out. I'll tell you what, there was a moment there where Erith Tan had the ball. Dyer, this look, it was confused between a pass and a shot. And that's how it led to that. It was a break on the counter. And if we're not careful, down his left-hand side, he's quite silky skilled, the boy.
He is, but Smudger fell over, which is a shame, because he was doing all right up to that point. Ryan dove in.
Just jumped in.
Yeah, he just jumped in. Yeah. Sold himself short, and but luckily JJ, using that smooth, suave, sophisticated way that he does, just stepped in, took the ball off of him, stepped to one side, and then passed it beautifully up the pitch. It's what you want.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you remember Shaft, the policeman?
Yeah.
From years ago, a very
really?
Cool customer.
Richard Roundtree.
Yeah, who's the guy who defends so easy it makes it look simple? JJ! Oh, we're through on goal. A long kick by Mackenzie Foley goes through to
the Dyer,
and the Dyer's nearly got the scarf out and was whipping it round, but nothing came of it. But anyway, back to JJ's cool defending.
Yeah, no, it was slick. You know, he is like that. Yeah. Richard, he is the Richard Roundtree of non-league football.
Yeah, effortless. Now, if you can think of any other effortless defenders, please let us know by emailing in at info@irithtown.com. A nice ball's been played forward now to Jake Lovell. Tries to play it across goal. To Harrison Carnegie, who's free on the right-hand side, but it's just blocked out. A nice long ball's played over the top there by Dill. But I'll tell you what, Tom Ash, what a player. He's had a good month so far.
Yes, he's solid 8 out of 10 every single game.
And that is why when we go to the soccer schools...
He's always there.
Yeah. And when we go to the soccer schools on Saturday morning, all the kids go, it's Tom Ash. Well, they don't know I do that because I'm in awe. But yeah, so Dill now with the ball on the right hand side, playing it back into the middle to the forward, the centre half, who's in loads and loads of space, plays it out wide to the free, gets closed down well there by Carnegie, but the free cuts inside, looks to play it back out wide, but he's not able to. Back to the eight. I tell you, they're camping them out well, we're sound so far. Ball goes out to the right hand side, Dyer tries to block it, and he does well there, Dyer, to be fair, to cut it off. And it goes, what's it gone out for? I can't see that side of the pitch. Oh, Tom Ash with a lovely turn there to get the ball away. And yeah, we've got it out nicely and we've won a throw. It's been given, the phone's been given to them. A good bit of defensive work there from Erith Tan.
It was, once again, Tomash did well to shepherd the guy into the corner. Tomash come in, helped him out, took the ball off of him, went down the pitch, jumped over a really nasty lunge in, as if it didn't bother him. And then when the ball was taken and put out, for some strange reason, the line-out gave them a throw.
Absolutely. It remains 0-0, but ball's gone over the top to Jake Lovell, but it's dealt with well. I had a deal with defence. 0-0. They were about to win or have won a free kick from a bit of a late lunge there from Tom Ash. Tom's a good kid. He wouldn't have meant to do that, but it was
missed time. No, it was unfortunate. That's all.
Yeah, it's a missed time. He's going to go in the book here. So six minutes past eight. So I reckon it's about 20 minutes in, obviously from rough maths. But it's I'll tell you what. A fan has just pointed the time out to me. 21 minutes in. Well done, person who just pointed me the scoreboard. Wonderful work.
Massive digital scoreboard that we were just looking at earlier.
That's the one.
The one with the time on it.
That's the one. Oh, I thought it was just more for the advertising. So less of your sarcasm, please. Just because you're now a superstar who walks around the streets of Dill, playing in the arcades and eating chips. check the Twitter if you don't know what we're talking about. Dill now with a free kick on the right hand side. Ref's about to blow his whistle. Blows it nice and loud. Left foot swung in towards Mackenzie Foley's goal. It bounces on the 6-yard line. And you know what? If I was Dill, I'd be annoyed no one's thrown myself at that.
Yep, that's a real waste. I mean, it was a gift for Mackenzie. He just bounced nicely in front of him and he just caught it calm as you like. But
He's a top guy.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, if I'd just taken it for a free kick for Dill, I'd be absolutely livid.
And there's a bit of me that's thinking, if I was Adam Woodward, I'd be absolutely livid that no defenders actually bothered to try and stop it getting there. But it is what it is. A long ball's just played over the top there, and Jake Lovell does superbly well to run and keep that from going off for a goal kick, and it's now a throw into Dill on their right-hand side. And it didn't go off there where he's throwing it from, but a nice long throw up the pitch there. Tom Ash wins it well back into the midfield towards Goodwin. Goodwin plays outside to Smith. Smith looks up, plays the ball over the top towards Duke, and it just goes straight to the goalie. It remains 0-0. And again, good tempo, but not a lot of goal manufacture. And the corner comes in now from the left hand side after a good shot from Dyer. It was pushed wide from the goalkeeper. Thanks for that, Rob. I missed that when I was trying to look at something else. James Dyer now. Oh, I thought he was going to take it, but the referee is now coming over and having a quick word with the goalkeeper. Less of that fisticuffs, Mr. Goalkeeper.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it couldn't be worse than the Larkfield goalkeeper on Saturday, which you'd have loved on the pod.
Yep, thanks for that.
Here we go.
Corner comes in from the left hand side.
Doesn't beat the near man again.
Headed clear by the Dill defence. Comes back out to Dyer, who tries to dance around a couple of them there. Very strictly come dancing moment, but then Dill get the ball back and then start breaking down the right hand side. Plays a long ball towards JJ.
What a touch.
Picturesque, if you will.
And a lovely little ball right through the middle. Didn't
plays it ball through to. Who's that? Jeffries, who then plays it out wide to Dyer, but Dyer loses the ball and Dill now on the attack on the right-hand side again. It is one of those games. It's a good tempo. There's nothing wrong with how the game's being played, but there's just silly little mistakes either way. A ball's been played through to Jake Lovell now, who's just been... Oh, this is interesting. The referee has just given a foul on the edge of the box and...
That's the last man. He was the last man.
Yeah, there's a shout there.
There for last man.
But we'll need to see what the referee thinks of that one. It was a foul all day long. But we'll need to see what the referee says and does with this one. He gets the card out.
He's just going to book him.
He's going to book him. Yellow card. And we'll rejoin this once the booking is over and we know what's going to happen. Up the docket. Two Ear of Town players standing over the ball there. The ref walks out the wall after giving the yellow card to the Dill defender who made the foul. So it's about to be clipped in now by Dyer. The ref's about to blow his whistle. It wasn't Dyer who hit that. It wasn't. That was George Goodwin who hit that. Yeah.
Right.
George Goodwin hit that, but it was punched away well by the goalkeeper.
Directly at the goal. Right on target. Keeper fisted it away. Lovely.
Yeah. Well done, Dill's goalkeeper. We've seen those go in. a throw in there on the left hand side from the clearance is about to be taken by Area of Town, but it seems to slip out his hand, it just goes up. And Dill's header lets it go away. Shout for a handball there, I reckon. Oh, blimey. No. There's a foul there. And do you know what? I saw a six there for a second. I thought it was Tom Ash. I panicked. But it's not, so we don't have to worry. It remains 0-0. 10 minutes to go to half time. Rob, what do we make of the first 35? Well said.
Yeah, not a lot to talk about, really, to be honest. Mackenzie's had one shot to deal with. Their keeper's had one save to make. Other than that, it's been a lot of endeavour, to put it in the nice, politest terms. But not much going on, really.
I think both teams.
Bit of a snoresville.
Yeah, both teams are defending well in the sense that both sides are getting as far as the final third, and then kind of
And then nothing.
Nothing's going on. Yeah. Could you say that's the quality of defending? Possibly. Could you say that's the aerial threat of a Mackenzie Foley from a intimidation point of view? Possibly. Or poor attacking.
Could just say this has been pony.
Yeah,
it started for the first 5 minutes. It started really well. It's just degenerated into pretty much not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there's a few times we've been running into a few dark alleys when we could do a bit better. Nice football there by Dyer there, unfortunately. But again, he tries about 1-2, but the two back isn't as good. Now Dill are attacking on this left hand side. George Goodwin comes over really well to cover. Sam Smith stands him up superbly. That's brilliant. Well done, Sam Smith. And now we're on the attack. Now on the right hand side, Harrison Carnegie gets the ball. He's running down the right hand side. He's trying to find his time to cut in. A couple of step overs there, and the fullback. To be fair, the fullback read those two step overs really nicely and didn't let him go anywhere. But yeah, they're cancelling each other out quite well. We've got Harry Taylor on the bench, we've got Milo on the bench, and a couple of other players of note on the bench.
Yeah, so you know we've got players who have the ability, I guess, to change the game on the bench from our perspective. I don't know what they've got on the bench; couldn't really tell you. But something's going to have to. If we're going to try and get a result out of this tie, at this leg, of the tie.
The right winger there does well.
We are going to have to do something.
The right winger from Dill there does well to get round Tom Ash, but Tom Ash does well to recover. I think the thing is, you just said it off.
I think your point it was Ryan.
Sorry, I thought it was Thomas. But I think you just said it well off mic a moment ago, that we need to remember this is a two-legged tie. So if we can have this as a 0-0...
If we leave here 0-0 and we're taking them home on Tuesday night...
We'll be happy with that.
We'll be happy with that, and it gives us a good chance in the second leg.
Yeah, and good chance to recover as well before Saturday's game and then next Tuesday's. A throwing comes in there and it's bouncing around the box. Oh, it's all over the place. Oh, my goodness. Oh, cool, blimey, how's that gone wide? There was a few daisy killers there and it was bouncing all over the place.
Pinball in the middle of it.
And it just could not get out, but it goes to the right of Mackenzie Foley's left-hand post. I think we just Mr. Woodward there, I believe. It's a family show, Adam, please. So, and you can hear the Dill fans behind the goal now. The Dill Ultras. Banging the advertisement balls to try and hype their team up. Corner comes in for Dill from the right-hand side, whipped in, up well in the air, and it goes out for a goal kick. I wouldn't say that was much of a let-off, because it would have been probably one of the luckiest goals we've seen this season, but it weren't far away.
Yeah, I mean, the very fact that we didn't get anywhere near it to clear it is a worrying factor. But then the fact that it spent like what seemed like an eternity just bouncing around off people's legs in the 6-yard box is worrying.
Absolutely. But
it remains still 0-0. Can't really complain. If we go in at half time, then at least there's work can be done in the second half.
Absolutely. 0-0. And Dill take the lead from a corner from the right-hand side. A long corner in towards the far post, lands on the far post of Area of Town, and he's tapped in. Is that Sam Smith or George Goodwin?
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith is having a word with the liner, with the referee there. I'm not sure what for, in truth. But, yeah, that's what it was. It was a corner kick from the right-hand side. It's looped over everyone in the Area of Town box. It lands on pretty much the edge of the 6-yard box. On the far post and tapped him from close range.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was nothing anyone could do about it in terms of the player was standing there on his own.
I was going to say, marking could have been better.
Yeah, he had the freedom of the city. So you know, it is what it is. I personally, I think they can be gutted to go in 1-0 down after the display that we've seen for this half. But you know, if you're going to give people all the time, that amount of time from a corner on their own, you're going to get punished.
Absolutely.
At any level.
Absolutely nothing Mackenzie Foley could do about that. It's now 1-0 to Dill.
Walking football at Erith Town. This is a great way to get back into the sport that we all love. Every Friday night at Stanmore Stadium, Bayliss Avenue, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night, walking football in partnership with Peabody at Erith Town. A fantastic way to enjoy good company, kick a ball about, and enjoy the beautiful game. For more information, visit www.erithtown.com/walking football. Or just email walkingfootball@erithtown.com every Friday night between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at the Stanmore Stadium, SE28, in partnership with Peabody.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Half time, Robert.
It is half time.
What do we think?
I think it's been mostly pony.
Sorry, no, that's all right, no worries. It's been frustrating to say the least. It's not been one of our finer performances. Just walking around by the PA system. Oh, the back gate's open. Come along, where it's a bit quieter. Yeah, it's not been one of our finer moments to say the least. It had a good tempo, and there's positives you can take that Erith do seem to be finding moments and finding space well. But for me, it's just the whole final third. The free kicks and corners ain't beating players at the front post again, which seems to be a semi-regular occurrence. We're going back down by the PA system. And ultimately, it was a very, very soft goal to concede from our point of view after doing so well to keep them out.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't really threatened. You know, Mackenzie had one save to make the whole half. And then, you know, they just all switched off for a corner. Someone must have signalled that there was only a couple of minutes to play at a half. And they just thought, oh, well, all right, we'll see this out. And they all switched off. And, you know, to find a Deal player all on his own at the back stick, nothing, no one around him. And he just, like, the simplest of tappings. It's so frustrating and so infuriating.
Yeah. Positives to take, though. I think Mackenzie's not had a lot to do, and what he has done, he's done well. He's been very solid. I think Tom Ash has had a good half. Apart from the yellow card, Tom's had a good game. George Goodwin's played well. Jake Leash has put a good amount of effort in. And Harrison Carnegie, forgot his name for a second. Harrison Carnegie's also done quite well. But we need more.
We need some end product in the final third.
We're lacking.
We haven't had good crosses. We haven't had good corners. We haven't had good balls in. We haven't had good passes through the middle. We're not finding the gaps between the gaps. We've done well to keep them out. We've done well in midfield to battle with them. We're just not making anything when we get into their final third. And if we don't do something about that, we're never going to score.
Yeah, and that's the thing we were just saying a moment ago. Like, I'm going to sound like a bit of a wally now, but we more than I already do, if some listeners might think. But you know, we had the 8-2 the other day, or whatever it was. Yes, I know that, but the 4-2 against Wellington should have been about 10. You know, the game against Kennington, again, we got a few goals there, but Woody was right, we could have got a few more. I think that's been our problem in recent weeks, is just that end product. Defensively, we've been very solid. Tom Ash, Reimerhold, JJ, Sam Smith, when he's been at right back, Truman, when he's come on, they've been solid, but it's just the end product for me. But we'll see what the second half brings. It is 1-0 to Deal Town. We're back for the second half, and Deal, we've nearly scored. Comes in
record time.
Comes in from the right hand side, and a few people give a cheer. And I think it's a corner when it's really a goal kick. We're just walking past the Diets.
Oh yeah, good evening.
How are we?
Enjoy your walk along the beach.
It was good, that, wasn't it? Yeah. It's made sense. See, look, it's moments like that. It's moments like that that we enjoy being part of this club.
For those who,
good acting.
That was him actually enjoying the seaside and arcades. I've never seen anyone so aggressively play whack-a-mole in my life. For those who are unsure and haven't checked the social media, Rob went for a nice little walk down the promenade, didn't you, Rob?
I did, had a lovely time.
Yeah, it was very nice. Got your bucket and spade. But it's a stone beach, we realised, after you went for a paddle. But yeah, so there we are.
It was a good afternoon.
It was nice. It was nice. Yeah, he had a nice fishing tour.
Yeah, now we want a good 45 minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's end this game on a high. Yes. Rob caught a fish, whacked a mole, and we'll get a goal, eh? What's your favourite arcade, dear listener? Please, as always, email info@irifftown.com. What's your favourite arcade game? You look like one of those 2p tipping point machine type of gals to me.
Yeah, tipping point.
Yeah. What about you? Are you one of those shoot 'em up type games?
Yeah, shoot 'em up. So yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you're a time crisis man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Other good zombie shooting games are available at all good retailers. Shows how good this game is. We're talking about arcade machines. James Dyer there plays the ball inside now. Nice turn by Tom Ash, who just unfortunately loses it. It's getting a bit scrappy, to say the least, but as always,
we'll take a scrappy 1-0.
What, to them?
To us. Yeah, to them.
Well,
yeah.
It can't be 1-0 to us now. They've scored.
No, I've got to take 1-0.
No. But remember, as we always say, 90 minutes in this game is half time. Yes, but it's 1-0 to Deal. James Dyer with a goal there. What a finish. A long ball goes over the top there. He brings that. I thought he should have hit it first time, but he didn't.
No, he brought it down because he knew a little bit better than you about whether or not he was going to hit that first time.
Well, that's the first time for everything.
And and he took it really well into the far side of the keeper. Gave him no chance. And that was great.
Yeah.
1-0.
Well done, Dyer. Good finish, that. And Amanda sees the podcast recording and legs it. Anyway, but yeah, no, well done, Dyer. Game back on, 1-1 in this game. And I think you can tell there ain't many of Town fans here tonight because we all got funny looks when we cheered.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way of that's the lot of the away supporter.
Absolutely. And then when they score, if they scored, they'll be giving us more looks. But 10 minutes into the second half, it's 1-1. Well done, Zoolander. It's starting to get a little bit lively now, is it not?
A bit fractious out there, yeah.
Yeah, to say the least. Still, just a moment ago, Phil Lake have had a penalty. There was a long ball played over the top by... There was a long ball played over the top there by James Dyer. Do you think that was a penalty there?
Well, they had a shout for it, but it would have been soft.
I'll tell you what, I think that penalty wasn't given because that one down the other end wasn't given, I think. I think they've cancelled each other out slightly. He's definitely gone through the back of the Irith Town player there. But down the other end, there was some big shouts by the Deal home fans for a penalty themselves. And there's been a few tackles that have been gaining a little bit meaty. So it's getting exciting, I have to say. If you was a neutral, you'd be enjoying this one for this second half.
No neutrals here.
There might be one or two.
Very much doubt it.
No, absolutely.
Seems to be a very partisan crowd.
But we've had a couple of moments where both Irith Town and Deal Town both feel that they could have got penalties, but at the moment neither's been given, and the two dugouts are having a few words with each other. We'll leave the recording now because it's a family show. It's 1-1. Attack now from the right hand side from Deal. We've had a lull in play while we've had some substitutions here. The whistle is blown. Nice long throw by Deal towards the front post. Flicked on. Oh, headed clear. It's not going in. Oh, Mackenzie Foley. What a save. What a man. inspirational stuff. He leapt like Superman, did he not?
He did, and we've got a man down in our own penalty area.
Yeah, and Mackenzie Foley never leaves a man behind. Make sure he's all right on the floor. Where is Katie in her comments when we need her? Hey.
That looks like Harry Taylor, who's just come on, has been elbowed in the face and is now on the floor.
That looks like Katie trying to climb over the fence there. I don't know what's going on. It might just be another blonde person. Anyway, so yeah, Harry Taylor is now... Is that Harry Taylor down on the floor? Yeah, it looks like, doesn't it? He's taking a bit of a clump, to say the least. Harry Taylor come on for Jake Lovell, who's had a fantastic job so far. The referee's signalling for the physio to come on. The physio does not look like Sam Sparks this week.
No, looks like Sam Sparks' shorter brother.
Absolutely. But, yes, so well played there by Mackenzie Foley. Well, I'll have a word with the social media and ensure it gets tweeted out. So it remains 1-1. Erith corner now from the right-hand side after an effort is flicked over, by the deal goalkeeper. Dyer with a free kick comes in there. It lands at the feet of the Perth player at the near post. Turned, hit on the turn. But it's held well by the Erith Town, the Deal Town goalkeeper. And now, there seems to have something's happened between Harry Taylor and the Deal goalkeeper there, which the referee seems to have missed, and the lino seems to miss as well. So I really don't know what exactly we're expecting to happen here or what to go on. But the goalkeeper's down. The referee clearly didn't see it, otherwise he would have said something to Harry Taylor before. He's now looking over to the lino, but the lino's not flagged.
Lino hasn't flagged. Lino's got no fucking idea what happened there. Lino's got no idea what happened there. So I don't know why he's going over to see the lino.
Because they both seem to be... I mean, yes, we're an Erith Town podcast, but we'll call it as it is. Neither seems to see what had happened there. The referee is now running towards Harry Taylor's direction, but...
No, he's not. He's just running.
Oh, he's just playing on nicely. But now I don't know what's going on. The referee is now running over to the other lino side for some reason to try and find out what's going on. And now the other lino, who's now on this near side, is talking to the referee after hearing from the physio of Dill, and he's pointing in the direction of it. And he's playing on, so nothing's been decided or given, much to the anger of the Deal Town fans. Yeah, not very happy bunch here that we're with. We might have to move soon, but this is a good windbreaker, so I don't want to move. We'll try and remain friends. Oh, ref, me? I'm not. What? I didn't see what happened going on there. I was watching the game. I'm trying to live commentate as we go along. It remains 1-1. And that's a really good goal, to be fair, from Dill. A really, really good goal. A cross has come in from the left-hand side.
Corner.
No, the corner was played short. The cross has come in from the left-hand side. And the Dill attackers rose really well, completely unmarked. And, you know, Mackenzie... All jokes aside, I know we make these little jokey comments and all this kind of stuff, but Mackenzie's been absolutely solid all night. He had absolutely no chance.
No, I mean, there was, I think, all 22 players practically were in the area, and this guy managed to find 6 foot of space all around him where no one was standing.
Yeah.
And he, you know, took the header really, really well. Went in, great goal.
Yeah.
Really good goal.
Yeah. You can argue though. It's, you know, Erith Town again. That's two dead balls now we've conceded from. So you can come and say, well, we're not conceding open play, but there's two.
Be conceding from set pieces in that way.
Everybody
can concede from set pieces, even the best of them. But what you want to know is that you defended them well. You defended them the way you should have defended them. You did well, and if they can score from one, it's because they've got the better of you. Yeah. But to give someone the freedom of the city like that. And not expect them to score is just, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah. A bit of a mountain to climb at the moment. Again, as we always say, full time in this game is half time, but you don't want to go in at half time 2-1, and that's what it is at the moment. 2-1. Corner now about to be taken on the right hand side after the substitution for a deal here. The number 9 is coming on for I don't know. And they all seem to be a popular player, he's getting quite the clap. So on comes the nine now as the corner's about to come in from the right-hand side. In the nicest way, without tempting fate, let's hope this doesn't go the way of the other corners in this game where we've seen attacks. So whistle's blown. Bill's about to line up to take it. It's kicked in. Doesn't get as far as JJ, but it goes out for another corner there. But yeah, we really need to start breaking here. You know, we've got Dyer and Harrison Carnegie there as the two up front. Corner's about to be taken again, nice and long towards the far post, headed back into the middle there. That was Taz who wins the header clear, and then it goes out for a Dill throw-in. There's a little bit of a problem at the moment with Erith Town, as in the balls are being played up by the back line or Mackenzie Foley. They're just not sticking up front, everything's coming back.
Yeah, well, they have changed their tactics. What they've decided to do now is every time the ball comes anywhere near their final third, they're hoofing it as far as they can up the pitch,
which you can't knock.
Also, which is a legitimate tactic. It gets the ball away from your danger area, but what that means is we cannot get up the pitch, because every time we send the ball to them, they just send it straight back again. So we've reached a bit of an impasse at the moment.
Dill now with a shot on the edge of the 18 yard box that just goes wide of McKenzie's goal. McKenzie notices what we've got, 5 minutes left to go. We need to be a bit sharper here. McKenzie putting the ball down quickly. He's going to take a nice long goal kick. Let's see where this one goes, hopefully towards Harry Taylor, and we get a flick on. Come on, McKenzie. I have faith in your kicking, sir. Nice long kick up the field there. Very high towards Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor's beaten in the air by the Dill defence. And then they see if Rob's right. Hoof! Yeah, up it goes as well. Tom Ash brings it down on his chest. Lovely brought down there by James Dyer. That's superb the way he's brought that ball down in the air. Right foot, ball through. Wow. Wow. There's a shout there. Taz goes down in the box. And he looks for the penalty. Erith Town are absolutely adamant that's a penalty.
It was a pen all day from where I'm standing, but the referee bottled it and decided not to give it.
The
referee did not want to give us an equaliser in the 86th minute of the game of a semi-final. He just bottled it and decided not to give it.
Well, we're still at an angle where there appeared to be contact. I mean, the referee's right in the middle of the pitch. He may have had a better view of it than I and you in the nicest way. But either way, penalty's not been given. It remains 2-1 to Dill. There's only a couple of minutes added on now in the Erith Town. We have what could arguably be one of the last corners of the game. We're now at 91 minutes. And I believe, just from what Adam Woodward was saying there with the assistant official, 2 minutes have been added on. The player for Dill now leaving the field. And he's being clapped off as he takes his time to leave. Corner's about to be taken now on the right-hand side by Erith Town. The referee's probably going to blow his whistle to get this done. There's a big thumbs up for I don't know what, but still. Corner comes in on the left-hand side.
Beats
the first player, but no one's there to challenge it. It comes back Dyer on the far post. It drops now to Sam Smith. Oh, Sam Smith gets
awesome.
Oh, he's given a high throw. So Sam Smith, Sam Smith puts his foot up. So Sam Smith puts his foot up, same as the other player.
The other player kicks Sam in the leg.
In the air.
And the referee comes over and decides that it's a high kick on the other side.
Sorry?
You didn't say much about your number 15 making that lovely dive in the...
It was contact.
The one where his rugby tackle by the goalkeeper, that one.
The one where the goalkeeper clipped his ankle with his hand as he was running past him.
No, just don't. Okay, not that one then. What about the one where he's bundled through the back then? So that's two, and then that one there on the edge of the box is three. So if we take off the one that was from the 15, what about the other two? Were they both dives and fouls, not fouls as well then?
Of course they were.
Oh, there we go. There we are, of course, yeah. Law of averages, there we are, yeah, of course, yeah. Okay. 2-1 to Dill. Any minute now, the referee's going to blow. Big kick there by Mackenzie Foley. Up the pitch, about to be flicked up. Back to be flicked on, hopefully there by Harry Taylor. Flicked on nicely. Defended well by Dill. Need to get in some comments about how good Dill are. Long ball played over the top. And the Lino slags up and goes out for offside. I think if this remains any more like this, it will probably end 2-1.
It's got 2-1 written all over it at the moment.
It has. And then back to the Stanmore. So, not long to go now. Literally, I think any minute the final whistle will go. We're on 94 minutes. And you know what? Fair play to the Dill fans. They've give it. We like it when they give it to us. We do. It's boring otherwise, isn't it? Come on. And this is what non-league football is all about. You getting loads of stuff wrong, but we saying you're mates with us. Yeah. I'm joking again. Come on, cheer up. You come down our place next Tuesday. You be our guests. Yeah. You be our guests down the Stanmore. Flip ball over the top there by Harry Taylor. Now flicked on towards Harrison Carnegie on the far post and tackled there wide by Dill. Goes out for a throw-in. Arch can just see this whistle going any minute now. I think as soon as if
it's
this gets
4 minutes of the two. So
well,
far.
If this, I think if this gets cleared by Dill, we'll see the whistle go. The ball now goes back towards JJ and lofted in towards the far post, towards the goalkeeper, headed clear by Dill as far as the edge of the box, headed back in. Ball back in there by Jamie Miller. And the referee.
Oh, fucking, he went down like a sack of spuds.
And the referee gives a foul on a Dill player who challenges Jamie Miller. Aaron Jeffrey.
Aaron Jeffrey just fell over like he'd been sniped from.
If nothing more happens, we'll end this here 2-1 with a game back at the Stanmore Stadium. Yeah, well, it's how you play the game, isn't it? It's how you play it. And probably, I'll tell you what, I'm going to change my tune. I'll stay with this now, because as soon as he kicks this, that whistle's going to blow. And to be fair to our new best friend from Dill Town. we want to hear the home crowd cheer. Well, we don't, but you do. So, held well there by Mackenzie Foley. There is. Shake my hand, sir. Shake my hand. Well, yeah, afterwards, it's all a bit of fun, isn't it? See you. I'll tell you what, come looking for us. Not in an aggressive way, in a nice way. I'll buy you a pint. Yeah, there we are. It ends 2-1. And we'll be catching up with Adam Woodward after this. Woody, not sure what to say, mate. Really, really kind of nail-biting game at times. Very, very close. Still in the tie, but a disappointing 2-1.
Yeah, you know what? I think we have them puffed. And to be honest, they've undone us through two set pieces. We've not picked up for both goals, and that's the naivety from us. A big side, they're good on set pieces, and we spoke about that. And look, unfortunately, players don't mark players, and that's what happens. Nothing we can do as a management team. It's just about switching on, and we didn't switch on at the right times.
Yeah, to be fair, the two goals, you can say the second one, you know, was a quick free kick, so it wasn't really
quick
from
corner,
the...
Yeah,
a quick corner, so it wasn't really a dead ball situation as such, but there are two dead balls where you say the marking wasn't on point.
Not good enough, like, not good enough, man. We'll watch it back Tuesday. Thursday, we're having an inquest on what's gone on, and then we'll look on to Saturday.
On the positive, James Dyer took his goal really well, brought the ball down superbly.
Fantastic, and he posed right at the end, which was different, but I think Foley's had nothing to do all night, and I don't think we've been in trouble at all. We just couldn't deal with balls in the box, and fortunately that's what happens. But we come down here a little bit depleted tonight. Obviously Ryan's gone on for half time, no Ladic, no T, Harry Taylor's struggling, Milo couldn't play. So yeah, we're 5 or 6 missing tonight. So listen, roll on to next Tuesday. But first thing, most important thing is Bearsted Saturday.
Yeah, looking to Saturday. You know, we want to bounce back from tonight. A big league game.
Pressure's on. We've got to win.
Yeah.
Can't afford to lose to Bearsted. So look, we've got to make sure that we prepare right Thursday. We're having an inquest. Look, we're still in the tie tonight. Mm-hmm. It's 2-1, it's half time.
Yeah.
We've got to come up to us next week with an A2, won't be nice, and that traffic that going to Thames, we won't be good. But listen, they're a good side, and I thought we matched them and maybe deserved a draw, but it is what it is.
Yeah, to be fair to Dill tonight, very, very good home attendance for them. Sit, what do you want to say to the Erith fans to get their fans?
Thanks for coming down. Obviously, a bit disappointed we've not had two blatant penalties, in my opinion, and a foul right on the edge of the air in the last kick of the game. But head of referees here tonight from Kent, let's see what you thought of that performance. Okay. So, I had a nice conversation last night, but I thought we didn't get the big decisions. The referee got the big decisions wrong tonight. And it's ultimately, big decisions change games, and I think they're two blatant penalties. He was honest with the first one, he said my position wasn't right. But the second one is a blatant penalty. And the one on the edge here at the end, we've won the ball and the player's kicked our player and he's given it the other way. I think he's not had a great night, the referee. He's usually very good, and I thought he's had a poor one tonight, and at least one of the penalties is a pen. And yeah, look, we just roll on Saturday. We've just got to prepare right now. We've got a lot of big games coming up.
Yeah, big game Saturday, big game Tuesday. All the best, Woody.
Cheers.